AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The FDA approves using kid-sized doses of the Pfizer vaccine on children 5 to 11 years old. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock.
Today, the FDA authorized the emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for the prevention of COVID-19 to include children 5 through 11 years of age.
On Tuesday, advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make a more detailed recommendation on which youngsters should get vaccinated. Final decisions should follow shortly after that. Tens of thousands of New York City police, fire, and municipal workers face being put on leave without pay Monday if they have not had a coronavirus vaccination. Firefighter union head Andrew Ansbrough says more than a few firehouses could be undermanned that day.
They don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know what's going to happen. What the department fields as a team on Monday, who's going to show up in the firehouses, at this point, we still don't know.
About 30% of firefighters and EMS were unvaccinated as of Thursday. A warning in California about illegal marijuana edibles.
They are packaged to look like snacks resembling Doritos, Fruity Pebbles, Oreos, and Sour Patch Kids.
These copycats create a serious danger for a whole host of community members.
Attorney General Rob Bonta says the edibles are being sold online and at California unlicensed shops and often have levels of THC, the main intoxicating chemical in cannabis, many times higher than the legal limit. The threat is especially high among young people.
For underage teens who may be lured into entering the illegal cannabis market because of the fun packaging and appeal. For young kids who might not know what they are ingesting.
Bonta says, for example, a copycat bag of Doritos has an unverified 600 milligrams of THC in one bag. 100 milligrams is allowed by California law. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. The Supreme Court in 2022 will consider a climate change case that first limited the EPA's authority. Lower court overturned a Trump-era rule lowering emissions regulations at power plants. The decision to take the case makes it harder for the Biden administration to replace the discarded rule. Merriam-Webster adds 455 words.
Dad bod, am I right? Those make the list among a number of abbreviations and slang ubiquitous on social media. Merriam-Webster defines am I right as a quick way to write am I right. Others include TBH, an abbreviation for to be honest, and FTW, as in for the win. Merriam-Webster explains in social media, FTW is often used to acknowledge a clever or funny response to a question or meme. Partisan politics also contributed with the phrase whataboutism, the act or practice of responding to an accusation of wrongdoing by claiming that an offense committed by another is similar or worse. I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.